Welcome back to another episode of Kyan and Jay.
Happy November.
Nov, nov, nov. I don't know, it just felt like it was right.
I liked it. Today we're going to be going over things we learnt the hard way.
Yeah, because I feel like it's a good conversation topic.
No matter what your life is like right now, you have experienced something the hard way, whether it's like, don't straighten your hair when it's wet because you get electrocuted, or whether it's like, you know,
okay, I haven't experienced that the hard way. Is that a thing?
I don't think so, but it like sizzles and smokes.
Sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, it's so quick to dry your hair.
Actual?
Yeah.
Way. That's probably not good if it's sizzling, though.
Nah. Like a barbecue. But then you just go over it like four times and it stops sizzling eventually. I never used heat protectant either. I didn't know that existed.
Do you just hate your hair?
Yeah. Actually, that gets me onto my first lesson I learnt the hard way. That boxed dye bleach does not work well. It will turn your hair orange.
I see that. Yeah. I know so many of my friends that have boxed dyed bleached their hair and they just all turn out ranger.
Yeah, that was a bad time in life. And then you end up spending, like, double at the hairdressers because they have to, like, bring it back to a normal colour.
But what happens if you just continued bleaching it? Like, you just went further?
I think it falls out after a while.
Actually, I remember I box bleached my friend's hair, like, at her house. We're like, oh, we'll put it on, we'll go get some dinner, and then we'll come back.
Mm.
And she kept it in her hair for ages. And then when we got back, we started to put, and I was just pulling out clumps, and I was like, I'm just going to remain silent and just wash her hair. I didn't say anything, and I was pulling out clumps of hair, and I was like, and then she's like, oh yeah, like, and then she did that, and she pulled out a massive clump of her hair, and she didn't even freak out, and I was like, if that was me, I'd be screaming the house down, like bloody murder. Yeah. What do you mean my hair's falling out?
Yeah, what the heck? How could you stay silent about that? I'd be like, bruh.
She's probably freaking out on the inside.
Yeah, probably, but just wanted to play it cool.
Yeah, because she's chill like that.
Hmm. It is what it is. I'm always worried that when I curl my lashes, they're just gonna like snap off.
My God. Yeah. That's fucking scary. I would say, honestly though, the biggest lesson that I had to learn the real hard way, and I've learned quite a few lessons the hard way, but I would say it's honestly got to do with people pleasing. Were you a big people pleaser growing up?
Yeah, depends who the person was. Like if they weren't my friend, I didn't really care about them. But then if they were my friend, like, I wouldn't do anything to upset them.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, you wouldn't just be worried that when you talk to some random stranger, like, how they're going to think about me? Are they going to judge me? Are they going to go and tell everybody that I was a bad person?
Not really, unless they were family that I, like, never really saw, but I knew that they spoke to my other family. Because then it's like, well, they all know me. Whereas these strangers, they don't know me. I don't care.
Yeah, see, for me, it was the opposite. Like, not that I cared so much about every interaction that I had, and I was convinced that I had to make everybody like me, no matter who they were. I think the time where this really, really, like, hit a pivot was when I was living with a certain individual that was not exactly the greatest kind of person.
Evil.
Yeah. We won't state names, just in case they happen to listen to this, which wouldn't surprise me because they are probably still obsessed and still check up on me. Who knows? Rent-free. Anyways, yeah, I really learned it when living with her. You know how, like, somebody, when they're so sad about themselves, they just love to, like, hate people for no reason? That was her.
Yeah.
So like, for example, I remember when we announced that we were going to very first and, like, do our podcast, I was like, watch this space. Like, something's coming out tomorrow. And I got home and she was like, I fucking hate it when people say watch this space. Like, who the fuck do you think you are? And I was just like, okay.
Why are you even, like, following?
Yeah.
You, like, don't care.
Bitch alert.
Yeah, honestly.
That was, like, one example, but she would just, like, every interaction that I had felt, like, really passive-aggressive and just, like, she hated my guts. And I was just convinced, I was like, I have to convince her to like me. Like, I have to be likable to her. I have to be likable to everyone around me.
Mm.
We, like, because that was my biggest obstacle. And I was like, actually, I don't. But I had that realization and it took a lot of working through, and obviously, like, through therapy and shit like that. My therapist was like, she told me, you know, 20% of people are going to love you no matter what you, and 20% of people are going to hate you, and the other 60% will make their decisions based on your actions.
Hmm, interesting.
And I was like, okay, I'm just going to care about the 20% of people that will love me no matter what. And it was really hard. And, like, I still kind of struggle with it, but not really so much. I'm just like, you know what? They don't like me. I'm not going to give them my energy. energy.
Yeah.
Especially like leaving the situation, because it was quite rocky when I left that living situation, and there was still a bit of back and forth even when I was living in my new place. And I was still really convinced. I was like, she's going to go and tell everybody like that I'm a horrible person, and then everybody's going to think about me as a horrible person. Rah, rah. I was talking to my therapist about it. She goes, but why are they going to believe it? Like, they don't know the real you. When they meet you, they'll make their decision whether they like you or not.
Hmm.
And I was like, wait, she kind of ate. She kind of ate, guys.
5, 6, 7, 8.
And then it just takes you, like, when we're saying that, and I was like, okay, so I'm just going to, like, not care what people think, because in the end of the day, I can't control their actions. I can only control mine. And it, like, took me all the way back to, like, growing up. And, you know, you just, like, there's these people that just are so rude to you no matter what.
Yeah,
and they just pick on you for everything, and they just hate you so much, and you're like, what the fuck did I do to you? Like, I'm a nice person, you should like me. And then they don't, and you're like, okay, what now? So yeah, it was a really interesting lesson to learn.
That was the hard way.
Yeah, I very much had to face that head on.
Yeah. Are you still a people pleaser?
I would say I've become less of people please. I still have, like, because, you know, like, I love to make people happy, and I love to, like, make them smile and stuff like that. And I definitely think that's one of my love languages. I think acts of service,
mm-hmm,
is really big for me. Is there been a lesson that has really, like, been so deep rooted in your whole entire life that you've been like, holy fuck, once you learnt the lesson?
Because
that was that for me.
Probably just, like, nobody's actually thinking about you, or nobody's actually looking at you. For example, I used to hate, like, going out, ordering things on the phone, like food. Hate it. Would not call anyone. Would not make appointments. Like, when I'd go out in public, I would have headphones on. Didn't want to make contact with anyone. But I'd always be so self-aware. Like, oh, am I doing this right? Am I grabbing that? Fine. Are people going to judge me for doing this? Until you realize, like, no one cares. When you look around, you're like, I don't take notice of a single person here, so why would they take notice of me? Then you can just do whatever you want. And then also, if you do something funny, just know that you gave someone who's watching you, like, a really funny story to tell someone else that day. And they're like, oh, this whack job at the supermarket was dancing around the aisles. It's like, cool beans. But yeah, didn't really learn that the hard way, though. I guess I just...
Do you find, like, as you grew older, you became, like, you cared less?
I'd say so. I think that I was always, like, the acquaintance of everyone. Like, I was friends with everyone, but I only had a certain small people. So when people wouldn't invite me to things, like, I'd be so upset until I realized, like, just stop caring. Why do you need to be invited? You don't have to be invited. And then it's just, like, after a while, you just get a bit tougher.
I used to try and, like, force my, like, way to being invited. And I was like, that's, like, sad. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, it's like, if they wanted you there, they would have asked you to be there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, and so, like, you learnt that as well, kind of thing.
Yeah, I'd say so. Just going through a lot of friend groups.
But it still hurts. This is the thing. That still fucking hurts. Because it's like, oh, I thought we were close. And it's like, but I don't want you at my party.
Yeah, it's especially painful when all of your high school friends are starting to get married and you're not getting invited, and you're just like, wow, we were so close. Like, but at the end of the day, you don't care, because, like, you wouldn't invite them to your wedding because it'd be so random. You haven't spoken in years, but it's still like, oh, like, I thought we were friends.
Yeah.
But you're not. It's weird.
Yeah, like, losing touch with friends. Do you think it's okay to, like, not talk to a friend for, like, 6 months and then message and be like, hey, bitch, I miss you. Like, what you doing?
Yes. Unless, like, it ended on bad terms.
Well, yeah, if it ended on bad terms, I don't think you'd message them, though.
Yeah. But I think that's fine. I'd love to get a message like that from, like, one of my close friends.
Yeah. Because I know some of my friends that are like, you haven't messaged me in, like, 2 weeks. Like, why do you hate me? And it's like, I'm just...
Just living.
I'm just living my life. And I'm the worst texter. Like, I used to be really good at texting. I'm either one or the other. I'm, like, either so good at replying, or I'm like, don't reply.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm so bad at texting, and I don't care. Like, if it's important, call me. I won't answer, but leave a voicemail.
I know, right? I'm becoming the same. I used to be, like, such a phone caller, except for with my mum. Like, I'm gonna, like, stalk my mum. Like, I will call her until she picks up. And then if she doesn't pick up, I'm gonna call dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then if dad doesn't pick up, I'm gonna call my mum again.
Never ending cycle.
Well, because, like, you know, don't you just ever want to, like, ring up your mum and be like, I threw up. You know what I mean? Like
I threw it up.
Exactly. Like, you would be like, today I spoke, today I earn money, and am sad.
Yes.
And you just like, what now?
What have you been up to?
Yeah, you just tell them about everything. Like, I don't know. Like, because you can't do that with a lot of people. But, like, your parents, what are they going to do? Judge you?
Yeah. What are they going to do? Put you up for adoption? Too late.
Yeah, I'm an adult now. Come find me. But, yeah, because I've noticed lately I've been, like, hella ghosting phone calls as well. And that's very unusual for me because I can fucking talk, clearly.
Mm, yeah. I just don't trust any phone calls, especially if they're, like, a landline and you're like, are you a scammer?
And have you heard the new AI thing? No. Where they like call up your phone and they like pretend to be something to get you to use your voice, and then they can like they scan your voice into the system and they can AI generate you saying you authorize a payment, so then they can hack into your account and transfer a certain amount of money.
What the heck?
I know. One of my friends at work told me about it, and I've been spiraling ever since. Now, if I don't know a phone number, if I haven't saved it, I'm not answering it.
No. Leave a voicemail. It's very important.
But the scammers have started to do that. They leave a voicemail.
What the heck?
I know. I'm like, why are they evolving? Like,
yeah.
Like, stop. Maybe, like, again, this is the thing that we need to let people learn the hard way, is scams.
Yeah, some people do need to get scammed. Some people just need to get $1,000 stolen from them.
It's just, like, really random. Like, I just don't get how you can be so oblivious when it comes to, like, online and stuff like that.
Mm.
My rule of thumb is, if it's too good to be true, it's not real.
Yeah. Which is sad, because you want it to be true so badly.
Yeah, like the ones that say, like, you've won an iPhone.
You're like, oh my god, just click this link.
And it's, yay, like, fill in your personal emails and stuff like that.
Yeah, I had a lot when I was trying to sell my car, being like, I'll transfer you the money right now, just give me your bank details. And it's like, cash please. Like, you have to pick up the keys, don't you? You're gonna see me, give me cash.
Yeah.
Like, $3,000 isn't that much cash to get out.
No. Even a check is okay. Or, like, a transfer if you're there on the day.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, okay, cool, here's the keys. There's the $3,000, I've hit transfer, and, mm-hmm, like, show you as it's going through. Imagine it says decline. You
steal the take car. Take them keys back. You wouldn't steal a car.
You wouldn't download a house.
Best ad ever. Isn't it funny that that was plagiarized?
The ad was plagiarized.
Yeah, the backing track was plagiarized, and it's about, like, not plagiarizing.
Good times. I guess they learnt that the hard way.
Speaking of selling cars, another thing I had to learn the hard way was, you know when you're transferring rego to a complete stranger? The first time I tried to sell my car, my parents weren't there. They were up in Byron Bay and I was in Sydney. So I didn't really have anyone to tell me what to do. So I filled out my part on top and then the dude filled out his part down the bottom. And then I didn't know that you're meant to tear off your part to give in your notice of disposal and, like, proof of everything, and then they give in their part. I thought that this dude, this random guy from Blacktown, who was picking up... This car was free. I was selling it for free. Anyway, I didn't know you were meant to take your part as well. So then when I tried to put in a notice of disposal, I didn't have any of his details, so I couldn't, like, put it to a name. And then for months and months and months, it was still registered in my name because this guy wasn't handing in the piece of paper or doing anything. And then every time we'd call the number that he called me on, they'd be like, I haven't gotten anything but a lawnmower in the past few days. We're like, what the heck? Anyway.
So they were they doing crimes and stuff like that in your car?
I have no idea. I don't think so. Like, I didn't get any tickets. I mean, you would have
heard, yeah.
Yeah, so then eventually, after like 8 months of this car still being in my name, it ran out of rego, and I'm not paying for the rego, because it's not my car. So I had to report it as stolen. And then about 2 weeks later, it was out of my name. So they must have got pulled over and been like, oh, you know you're not the registered owner of this car. And they'll be like, oh, my brother gave me this car. Something stupid.
God.
Anyway, so always take your part of the rego paper.
That actually did happen to me. Like, when my car, I had to transfer the ownership from my dad to my name. But because I was in a different state, I then had to, like, he was meant to give a notice of that there was, like, some sort of massive paperwork that we both didn't fill out. Because, like, the licensing center took my plates because they weren't the right state, gave me the new plates that I paid for. So screw them on, drive off, car's all registered, cool. But then, like, apparently I still have a car in Western Australia that's like registered underneath somebody else's name, but it was just my dad, so it was okay. But then when I called them up, being like, hey, just letting you know, transferred my car states, they're like, so where's the paperwork? And I said, what paperwork? They just told me to call and let you know. They're like, no, it's massive paperwork. Like, usually you get a fine if you, like... And I was like, oh, can I do it now? So we just did it over the... He was like, don't worry about it. I was like, oh, thank fuck.
Jeez.
And that actually happened to my brother. So my brother's car and my old car. So my parents sold my old car and my brother bought his car.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously they had to change names or whatever. So something got mixed up. So my old car was registered in my dad's name. They had to transfer it out of my dad's name into the new lady's name that bought it. And my brother's car was in some guy's name and they had to transfer it into his name.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was, is they must have put in both the paperworks at the same time, because what they did was they transferred my old car into my brother's name and then my brother's car into her name.
How do you mess that up?
I don't know. But anyway, it was fixed now, but like the cop pulled them over and were like, oh, you're driving a stolen car.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Drama.
I guess like don't fuck up when it comes to your car. I don't know what.
Yeah, take it a bit more seriously.
I just act dumb and you get out of it pretty easy if you act dumb.
Yeah, it was so annoying every time I went to Service New South Wales to be like, this car's still registered in my name. I'd continuously get the lecture, oh, you meant to take your half. Like, I know I'm meant to take my half,
but like it's not like it's
not the reality.
Yeah,
that's not what happened, Brenda from Service New South Wales. Anyway, hate her.
Yeah, fuck you, Brenda.
Yeah, bitch.
Did you ever used to, like, break into houses? Like, ones that were, like, being built?
No, but one time I was with one of my friends and we were, like, at this headland and there were houses being built and it was all just, like, construction, I don't know, scaffold, whatever, the timber things stuck together. And I think it might have been around Halloween even, I don't know. But we're up there eating pizza or whatever and then we're just, like, talking and then they were looking... like at me, but the house was behind me that's being built, and they look and their face just goes white, like pale, and they're like, oh, we gotta get out of here. So we start running, obviously with our pizza, not leaving that for any demons, and we start running away. And I was like, what happened? They're like, I just saw someone in that house, and like we heard someone be like, be quiet and stuff. So I think it was just a homeless person trying to get some z's before the construction people came back in the morning, but they thought it was a demon. So
lol.
I
used to get that as well. Like, we used to play hide and seek and like chase you inside of all the houses that were getting built. When I say break into houses, I don't mean like the aggressive break in and like robbery and stuff like that. I mean as in like houses that are getting built and you just like open up the door because like nobody lives there, and you can clearly tell that it's a work site because it doesn't have any like grass or, you know, anything to it. Like, it's still got the portable toilet and like all the, yeah. And we would all go like play hide and seek and chase him, or like climb through the roof and shit. Actually, I did learn one of my lessons very harshly. So it was my friend's house, it was getting built. We used to hang out at it all the time because she lived down the road, but her like actual house is getting built. And we were like climbing along the roof, rah, 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 and I was like, and I just got onto like the scaffolding and I went down, and then this other guy that was with us, he was up on the roof and my other friend was down with me, and we're like, oh, rah, rah. And then like he called our name, and so I looked up, and as he did, his foot went through the drywall and it came down and it landed and it hit my eye, it hit the corner of my eye and like ripped all the skin off. And I'm so lucky that I'm not blind. What, so I learned the hard way. First of all, don't be a dickhead when it's like around a construction house. Wear protection on your bloody head and wear protection on your eyes, because I could have lost my vision. Remember, my eye was pissing out with blood and like couldn't see out of it because like I just had a bloody piece of whatever the walls and the roofs are made out of. The drywall or whatever it's called.
Yeah, that stuff.
The white shit that like it's quite thin. You can break it with like a punch. That stuff.
Yeah.
My mum was freaking out. She's like, what the hell have you done? And I was like, something fell on me. My friend was like, she's going to die. She's losing her vision. And then, yeah, it was great fun.
It sounds fun.
Yeah. It was good. Good stories, though. Like, I loved going to construction, like, houses that were, like, being built and just, like, playing chasey and, like, playing hide and seek. And
that would have been fun. I wish I did that more. It would have been cool in Sydney with all the big houses.
Yeah, like multi-story houses. We used to like climb up the scaffolding and like the elevators. We used to take the elevator up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down.
So chaotic. I would have liked to be your friend growing up.
Yeah, we would have had so much fun.
Yeah, BMXing.
Yeah. You probably would have been the number one person. Like, you would have been, like, beat me. Because the people that were shorter went faster.
Interesting. Not as much drag.
And also their gravity's lowest. They can do more jumps and shit.
See ya. Out of here. Finally have a purpose.
That's how I fucked my knee, because I had such a high center of gravity. I didn't go down enough for the jump and I just came off.
You fool.
I know. And it was right after I trained as well with like a professional.
Were they watching?
No, they weren't there on race day.
That's good.
I know.
Another lesson I've learnt the hard way is when you're putting on your bike helmet, lift your chin up. Because otherwise your little chubby double chin when you're a kid gets caught in the things, and then you clip your skin and then you bleed in your chin, and it's very painful. It happened to me.
Wow. I never used to wear my helmet.
You're a gangster.
No. Actually, I have a funny story. And this, I think this was like a time where like I should have been told to like, I should have had a muzzle put on me as a kid. Because I remember there was cops. They always got called to this one house. And we always thought it was like a druggy house. But all of us kids, because all of the kids on the street all used to like hang out together and like ride our little scooters and shit.
Mm-hmm.
We like rode up and would like watch what's happening from afar. And they'd be like, we're trying to do our job, like leave. And we're like, like googly eyes watching them. Only a few of the kids were wearing helmets. And I like rode up to the police officers. And I rode around their car and I said, I'm not wearing a helmet. What are you going to do? Fine me. I'm not wearing a helmet. And they were just like rolling their eyes, like didn't really care. And one of them said, well, I could fine you because you're on the road. And I said, I'm on the curb now. I'm not wearing a helmet. What are you gonna do? Oh my god, like I should have had a muzzle put on me, because like they could have just like tased me.
They should have,
honestly. I would have learnt my lesson then.
Yeah. You're just so reckless.
I was the most randomest child ever. Like you could ask my mom. I just had like the most weirdest things I would always do, which is fitting because I'm still quite weird now, but it's good.
Yeah, adds character.
Exactly. Like I'm not boring.
You're boring.
Exactly. Like all, like that is the worst insult. Imagine being called boring. Imagine being told that you have no personality.
Hmm.
Like, yes, I might be clinically insane, but at least I'm entertaining.
Yeah, entertaining.
Well, I mean, you can always laugh at my stories.
That's true. Any laugh's a laugh.
Yeah. Actually, a good lesson that I learnt the hard way was to, like, not lie.
Did you lie too many times?
Oh, yeah, I lied all the fucking time as a kid. But, like, I still kind of think it's funny to lie, like, in a conversation with a person that you don't know. It's like a stranger, you just, like, oh, yeah, I used to be in the circus, like, and then just continue your conversation like nothing happened.
Yeah.
I still do that because it's funny. I remember I told somebody that I drove across the Nullarbor, and my friend was with me and she was so confused. She was like, I thought you flew over here. And I was like, nah, I drove across the Nullarbor. Like, it was sick. And when he left, I was like, I made that shit up. I wanted to see his reaction. He believed me too.
I hate when people don't get the memo. It's like, go along with it.
I know.
Why are you ruining it?
One time I used to, like, I remember I told, like, I would tell, like, the most weirdest lies. But I remember I was like, I used to have these little, like, Winnie the Pooh earrings in my ears all the time. My mum, like, peered over the balcony. No, you fucking didn't. And I was like, fuck, shut up, mum.
Shut up. Shut up.
I'm, like, trying to convince these kids I was cool.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that? Like, and I feel like that also comes into people-pleasing. Because, like, you'd lie to convince that you were cool when you were like, oh, I'm just, like, a normal kid. But it's like, yeah, I was a ballerina and I actually went to Norway, and also I was the person that put the flag in Antarctica. Like, you know, like, you say, like, the most outrageous shit. Saying, like, I've had, like, 50 boyfriends and, like, all the boys in school love me, all that kind of stuff. Just that, and then they think you're cool. Did you ever do that?
Can't say that I did that.
You didn't just, like, make up shit so that way then people would think you're cooler?
I would make up stuff about, like, long-lost family members. Or I'd be like, yeah, my dad's gone in a submarine under the water. Like, he'll fight your dad any day. But he can't right now because he's in a submarine for the army underwater. And they're like, doesn't he chop down trees? Wasn't he here yesterday? Nah, it's not my dad.
That's like my third dad, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I used to make up a lot of stories about, like, a sister that I had. Eventually, I just started saying it was Monty because everyone started to know that was my only sister, and they'd start to be like, wow, your sister's really weird. I'm like, yeah, Monty, she's very strange. Usually it was just stuff that, like, I had done, but I wanted to see if it was weird to the room. So I'd be like, oh, yeah, my sister did this. Then if everyone was like, oh, my gosh, like, that's so weird. I'm like, yeah, Monty's a freak.
I also do that. I used to do that all the fucking time. It is the best because they're like, if they're like, oh yeah, that's cool, but actually it was me.
Yes,
like, and then you can be like, because it's like funny, because then you can gauge what the room thinks about it. And that's how, yeah, that's how you know if you can make the humor and like if you can tell a white lie and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's also how you get the truth out of people. Say someone else did it, see if they bitch about them.
Yeah, that was also another thing I learned, because it was, oh, if these people like bitch about everybody, they're gonna bitch about you. And I was like, no they won't. And then like they bitch about you and you're like, oh
yeah, if they bitch to you, they bitch about you.
Yeah.
You know something awkward I did the other day?
What?
We had like a music for our music class in high school. There was a Snapchat group. And every now and then someone will send something that it's like, oh, remember this. And then one of the girls in that class has a baby. And she's had a baby since leaving high school. And apparently at preschool, they're singing like one of the songs that was like a meme in our class. And it's Hit the Road, Jack. It was just the funniest song to us. So whenever that we hear that song, we send it to the group chat. And I was trying to turn it up, and this is like her kid, her 4-year-old kid, and I accidentally screenshotted it. And all of the class could see, like, Jade took a screenshot of this fucking kid. So I had to quickly be like, hey, sorry, I was trying to turn up my volume. I didn't mean to screenshot your 4-year-old kid.
Did she say, was she like, oh, it's all good?
She just said, ha. Ah. And then one of my friends was like, weirdo Jade. I mean, it's true, but... You don't have to out me like that. Oh my god. I outed myself.
You know what you should have done? You should have like drawn a love heart around the kid's face and sent it. Like, you gotta like double down.
Mm, yeah. Just accept that you did it. But I was like, ooh, that's sort of playing with.
Yeah, that's icky.
That's icky. I don't want your kid on my phone.
Like. No. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Kyan and Jay.
We're here every week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love you very much. Follow us on our social media, Kyan and Jade Podcast, on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter. Well, X.
Ugh.
Weirdos. Anyways, we will see you next Friday.
Goodbye.
Love you. Hope you enjoyed this conversational style episode, because I think we're going to continue doing this.